Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money, 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 money. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Joe Ostrowski with BetQL, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. It's been a roller coaster run in the NFL for bettors so far. The first 5 weeks was all about the big underdogs coming through and actually winning, the biggest ones of the week. And the last 2 weeks, the bettors have crushed the books. It has been all the public bets coming through. The five most popular wagers all won and covered this week. So they're feeling very confident going into week eight.
Well, let's jump off the roller coaster of the NFL and dive into the NBA season. Joe, help me understand what to expect from the Bulls.
The Bulls, not a ton. Another step back is what the betting market is telling us. So the win total is 28.5. Last year, they were pretty close to the win total. They went over. So that cashed for Bulls bettors, but it was 37.5. And now a year later, you're dialing that back another handful of wins. So the expectation is not much. They don't think that they're going to be involved in the Eastern Conference playoff race at all at 28.5 wins. I believe it's kind of near top, bottom five, bottom six, as far as wins go in the league. There are some awards that pop to me, guys, where Bulls, let's say personnel, are mentioned there. Most improved player. Wemby is the favorite. Now, Wemby is up for just about every award if you look near the top because people want to bet on him. He's the favorite for defensive player. He's the favorite for most improved player. Josh Giddey is actually the fourth favorite at 14-1 in that conversation. Rookie of the year is just so wide open. Yeah. So it could be anybody. The favorite right now is Zach Edey, and he was barely a top 10 pick. And it was such a poor class, as everybody is calling it. Edey is 3-1. For out of Memphis. And guys, the favorite for first coach fired is Billy Donovan.
Really?
Wow.
4-1. Yep.
Wow.
I think we'd both be disappointed in that.
At 14-1?
A 4-1.
Oh, 4-1.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
God, yeah.
I don't see that happening. Do you, Joe?
No, not how this current regime operates. I don't see that happening. It is close with a bunch of other names. Willie Green, Chauncey Billups, Quinn Snyder. You know, they're all right behind him, 5, 6, 7. But I certainly thought it was notable that they figured, okay, now could be the time. Are they going backwards a little bit? That's how, you know, they could be looking at it when they're trying to install the favorite. And, you know, a team like the Bulls, it's always going to draw money. The Chicago teams are always going to bring in money, and maybe some frustrated Bulls fans would bet on that. But yeah, that was the speculation there.
So the breaking news this morning, Joe, is that DeAndre Hopkins is the Chiefs are finalizing a deal with Tennessee for him. He's been injured. He had a off-season knee. I believe he had a calf when they were playing the Bears earlier, and he left the game with an injury, although he played 44 plays against the Bills. Does that make them an even bigger Super Bowl favorite?
Yeah, as far as that goes, that's interesting because even though they keep winning, and it was a big win, obviously, over the weekend. I think a lot of people are looking at it and saying, I'm not quite buying. It's not quite what that record is stating that it is. They are still the favorite. I haven't seen anything move. I haven't seen this week's line against the Raiders move yet. But if anything, it's dropped a little bit. And that's more on what we've seen on the field.
Yeah.
But just as much with that, it's about what the Ravens are doing after their first couple of losses and how impressive they were once again on Monday night on the road. They are the second favorite. That number's been getting shorter. And guys, I think what's happening with the Ravens as far as some of these awards could happen in Bears Commanders, because Mahomes was the favorite going into the week. He does his job. He wins a tough matchup. But Lamar is so outstanding that they flip it. They make Lamar the favorite. They make Derrick Henry the favorite for offensive player of the year instead of Saquon. So it's a lot of love right now going Baltimore's way.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.